Right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday in this red edition here on page Lamed Ches in the section of Zion. He says, "Ach osam shekvar yatzu min ha-ma'asar hazeh, heim ro'em ha-emes la'amito, v'yicholim li'ya'etz shar b'nei adam alav." So remember again, Ramchal was speaking about yesterday this idea that there are people who are trapped in the darkness of life. And that darkness has two negative byproducts. That darkness, again, sometimes prevents them from seeing things for what they actually are. And even worse, says the Mechaber, sometimes that darkness actually allows them or creates the reality that they see things differently than what they really are. So it's not the pshat that they're not seeing items, but instead of seeing an Adam, they see an Eitz. And instead of seeing an Eitz, they see Adam, which Ramchal posits is even more destructive than the first type of darkness. However, but those who go ahead and have left this ma'asar, this prison, they're able to see things with greater clarity, and they're able to go ahead and advise other people. Ha lemazadome, what can this be compared? Legan hamavuka. So gan hamavuka is a maze. A maze. Actually, in the footnote over here, he says, mavuch labyrinth belaz. A maze. So what does this mean? Hugan hanatua litzchok. This was a garden that people used to go ahead and plan for recreation. Hayadua etzlasarm, especially by nobility. Shanatios asuyos kisalim kisalim. They'd make the trees or the plants very high, very tall, like walls. Ubenehem shevilim rab, many different paths. Nivuchim umuravim, all circuitous. Kulam domim zelazeh. All looking what like one another. Vatachlis bamhula gia alach sadra acha shebemsam. And the goal was to reach like a portico, to reach some type of gazebo in the middle there of the maze. Page Lamites. Va'amnam hashvilim ha'ila, these pathways, mehem yisharim magim emes alach sadra. There are some pathways that led to the gazebo in the middle, the portico. Umehem mashkim esa adam umarchikim osum meno. And there are other paths that ultimately would lead a person totally astray. Va'amnam haholich ben hashvilim, who lo yochol liros v'ladas klal imhu b'shvil ha'amiti o b'kozev. But the truth is, while you're on the path, you don't really know if you're on the right path or not. Ki kulam shavim ve'in hefresh b'nehem le'in ro'a osam. Because they all look the same, and there's no real distinction between one and the other. Im lo sheyed ha'derech be'bikius u'tvius ayin. Unless, of course, you know the pathway well, and with recognition, shekvar nichnas bam, v'yegia el atach l'shuach sadra. Excuse me. So the only way to know if you're on the right path is if you've used this path to get to the gazebo before. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This, by the way, I think is a very powerful metaphor. Because what he's saying is, in reality, life is a maze. Life is a maze. And the scary part is that often I don't even know that I'm on the wrong path until when? Until I get to the end of the road and I hit a dead end. Which is so scary and so sad, because all of that time I thought I was going on the right path. Now it turns out that path is not going to get me to my desired destination. So he says, V'hinei ha'omeit kvar alach sadra. But someone who's made it already to the gazebo in the middle, who roeh kol hadrachim lefanav. So we'll say, now the chap over here is that the gazebo is elevated. Right? So once you've made it to the gazebo, so you're able to go ahead and see all the different pathways. Umavchin bein amitim v'kozvim, and you're able to distinguish between the true paths and the false paths. V'yochal lahasir esahochim balombar derech zeh l'chubo, and I'm able. Sorry. Excuse me. What's happening this morning? And what happens? And once I'm standing on the gazebo, I'm able to go ahead and look into the maze, and I'm able to go ahead and advise others who are taking the different paths, take that path. And someone who wants to go ahead and believe me, if I'm the one who made it to the gazebo, and they're able to go ahead and get to their desired destination. But somebody wants to ignore the person standing on the gazebo who's telling him, you're on the wrong path, you're on the wrong path. He wants to ignore it. Okay. Certainly, again, he will remain lost and he will never reach the middle of the maze. Kein adavar hazeh, says Ramchal again, so too it is with life. Misha adayin l'mashal b'yitzro. Rebbe says, someone does not yet control his yetzahara. Someone does not control his desires, his pushes, his pulls. So what happens? V'hu b'soch hashvilim. He's within the pathways of life. Lo yuchal lahavchin b'neihem. And it is impossible for him to distinguish between the various pathways. So we'll say, so this... Many of us live life in the maze. I mean, let me say differently. Everyone lives life in the maze. Life is, life, and the metaphor is quite amazing and quite accurate. Everyone lives life within the maze, trying to figure out which path is going to take me to my desired location. However, here's the difference. Someone who is still not in control of his yetzer, so he's in the maze, he doesn't know which pathway to take, but those ultimately, again, who are able to control their Yetzirah. So what's the halacha? Shekvar yigiu alach sadra. They've already reached the portico, the gazebo in the middle. Shekvar yatzu min hashvilim v'ro kol hadrachim le'ineihem beberer. Heim yicholim liyayitz l'mi sheyirtz l'shmoa. But there are those who are able to make it through the maze. There are those who are able to make it to the end in the middle, and they're elevated. They're able to go out and see all the pathways, and they're able to give etza to anyone who's willing to listen. Ve'elehem tzrichin anu lahamin, and we have to believe in their words. Ve'amnam. So we'll say. So of course, what he's referring to over here is Chazal. What he's referring to over here is, look, for many of us, we're struggling in the maze. Every single day, we are in the maze, trying to figure out how to get to the middle, how to get to our desired location. There are people who have made it to the middle of the maze, Chazal. So therefore, Chazal sit on this portico, on this gazebo, and they're able to see all of the paths, and they're trying to advise us, their spiritual children, ultimately, how to make it to our desired location as well. V'amnam, mahiya eitz Hashem nosanana. So what is the eitz they tell us in order to navigate the maze properly? Bo'u chashbon. Right, remember again, al kein yomru hamoshlim bo'u chashbon. They tell us, chashbon, a person has to be contemplative. Bo'u unechashev chashbono shel olam. That the way to make it through the maze is to be a thoughtful, introspective person who thinks about the tov ha'amiti, the ultimate good, who thinks about and contemplates each of my actions before I do them, contemplates my actions and reviews my actions after I do them, try to see what's good in them and amplify it, try to see what's bad in them and refine it. That's what they advise us. Because they have already tried this, they've already seen it, and they already know. That this is the only true path that a person could go ahead and reach the tova, reach the good that he is seeking. Below zulas zeh, we'll say there is no other way to get to the middle of the maze without what he calls zihirus, without this cheshbon, without being a thoughtful, contemplative, and self-analysis type of person. Therefore, klalo shel davar. Therefore, the Ramchal says the general principle is tzarich ha'adam lios misponi b'sichlo. Tamid ubecholzman, a person always has to be what he calls misponin besichlo. A person has to be constantly contemplative, constantly thoughtful at all times. At all times, ubizman kavolo bispodido. Now, obviously, we'll say his idea is on one end, he says you have to be contemplative at all times because the truth is I should be thinking before I do anything. That's the real truth. I should be thinking before I do anything, but for many of us, that's quite difficult to be thoughtful all of the time. So therefore, the goal is to at least be thoughtful some of the time. To at least be thoughtful, to at least be thinking about things at a particular time. Mahu aderecha amiti lefi chol katora, sha'adam tzarech leilich bo. What is the true path, according to the words of the Torah, that a person is supposed to be walking on? V'achar kach yavo lehisponin al ma'asav. Then a person should come to go ahead and contemplate their actions. Im heim ala derech hazeh im lo. are they on the right path towards the Tova Amiti or not? Ki al yedeze, vaday shiyeh lo nakya letayr mikora, uliyasher kol derachav. Because through this being the contemplation, a person will be able to purify himself from all negativity and to straighten out his pathways. Ukimosh hakos of Omer, pales maga raglecha, v'chol derachecha yikonu. V'omer, and the pasuk says, nach biso derachinu v'nach kora, v'nashuva ad Hashem. Literally, let us go ahead and search out our ways. V'nach kora, do a chakira, contemplate them, and we will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say this concludes Perek Gimel. So remember, again, what we've done in this particular Perek is we've defined the Midah of Zihirus. We've defined, ultimately, again, this Midah of contemplation, identify for ourselves what is the Tov HaAmiti, what is the ultimate good we are working towards. Conversely, what is the Ra HaAmiti, what is the one thing, what is the thing, the negativity that I have to stay away from? Which actions will get me towards the Tov HaAmiti, which actions won't? If it's going to get me towards the Tov HaAmiti, do it. If it won't get me to the Tov HaAmiti, then don't do it. Analyze one's actions. Before I do something, is it good, is it bad? After I do it, analyze it again. How did it work out? Was it good or was it bad? This is the constant analysis of one's actions, but this is ultimately how one is able to live a life of incredible attentiveness. Let's go on a little bit. Perek Dalet. We have a few minutes still. Bederech Kinyos HaZihiros. So we'll say, now, just so you understand how Mesilas Yesharim, you've already seen this now, how this is structured, is that Ramchal will quote a particular trait or particular midah, well, not midah, character trait. He'll define it. And then, of course, he'll discuss, which is very interesting, how does one acquire it? Because sometimes the disconnect in life is there are many things I know that I should do, or many things that I, or many types of attributes I know that I should assimilate. What I'm sometimes missing is, how do I assimilate them into my persona? So look what Ramchal writes. Bederech kinyas hazihiros. Hinei. So I'll say, how do I come to a state of zihirus? Hulimot haTorah. So what is it now? I want to be clear. You know, sometimes, you know, you hear, like, that a person's answer to everything is learn Torah. That's not what I'm off of learning Torah. That's not what Ramchal is saying over here. You have to give it a little bit of time for him to develop it. But he's saying, if you want to go ahead and become an attentive person, learning is very important. Humash Amra Pinchas Betchila Sabraisa, Torah Mevia Lidei Zihirus. The truth is, remember, the Ramchal says, quoting the Braisa of Rabbi Pinchas, remember again that this entire Sefer is based on Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's multiple step process to growth. And the first step, he says, is that Torah brings one to Zihirus. What does that mean? Al Amnam Al Derech Prat Hamevi Lazeh Who is boninos al chomer ha'avod asher chayev ha'adam va'omek hadin alah. So Ramchal writes, but in a very specific way, what brings one ultimately to zihirus is a contemplation al chomer ha'avod on the importance of the work that we have in this world, va'omek hadin alah, and how much is riding on it. So the Ramchal says something very interesting over here. He says that the first step to being a contemplative person is for a person to really understand and realize, A, that I am important, and B, I'm here to do important work. Person says, I am here to do important work. I'm not just here to fill space. I'm not just here to pass time. I'm not just here to go ahead and have a good time. I'm here. Having a good time is wonderful also, but I'm here to do something important. When a person realizes that I'm here to do something important, so what'll happen? So I'll understand what my important was. So here's the question. Very nice. I'm here to do important work. Then what's the follow-up question to that? What important work am I here to do exactly? So I'll say, is this not the great challenge of life, right? A person goes ahead and shows up to a new job. What's the first thing that he's told at the new job? Right? Here's what you're obligated to do. Right? So again, if I'm not told what I'm obligated to do, so again, I could sit at my desk, but I'm not going to be productive. The great challenge in life is here, I know that I'm here for a purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not put any person in this world for not for a purpose. The shaila is, what is it? How do I figure that out? Oh, so this is where Talmud Torah comes in. He says, "V'yetzi lozeh mina iyun b'maasim haksuv b'sifrei Hakodesh, u'mina limud b'ma'amari achacham zichronam l'vracha hama'orim alzeh." People say, "Listen to this. Listen to this. You know how you figure out what you're supposed to do in this world through learning, through learning." I will say now, what does that mean? So it's a very. We'll continue with this tomorrow, but I just want to end with this piece. It's a very simple question. I will say, how do you feel after you learn? How do you feel after you learn? Energized. Right? Energized, satisfied. And the truth is, you see the world in a different way. You mamish see the world in a different way. And by the way, it's even true, even if a person is not coming to learn to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say a person comes to learn because they like the coffee. Or a person comes to learn because they find it intellectually stimulating. The truth is, it's okay also. I'm a different person after I learn Torah. Torah opens my eyes. That's the whole idea of Torah Hashem Temima, Meshivas Nefesh, right? Machkimas Pesi. Machkimas Pesi means it makes even a simple person wise. That's not a knowledge statement. That's a ruchnius statement, that when you learn, you just see the world from a different perspective. You feel differently about yourself. You feel differently about the world. You feel differently about others. So the Ramchal, and again, obviously we're going to expound on this a little bit, but the Ramchal says very beautifully that the way ultimately to become an introspective person, and remember, introspection, according to the Ramchal, means very specific things. Tova amiti, ra amiti, analysis of actions, pre-actional analysis, post-actional analysis, all the things we discussed in the previous parak. But Ramchal says the first step to becoming an introspective person is to recognize I'm here for a purpose and my purpose is significant. There is no time to waste. There is no time to squander. I'm here to do something important in this world. Okay? That's how it starts. And then, of course, I say to myself, well, how do I figure that out? Talmud Torah. Torah opens our eyes to new realities. Torah opens our eyes to realities about ourselves, realities about our worlds. Torah, Talmud Torah, is what ultimately allows us to be introspective people. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up again in the beginning of Perek Daled tomorrow.